How to Live with God as Your Portion, written by Christine Brown and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Hannah knew what it meant to live with God as her portion, but not at first. We all learn our greatest lessons by trusting God through difficult times, and Hannah was no exception. From her story, we too can discover a deeper trust in the one who is above all, even in the scariest times. We can learn what it means when God is our portion. God is my portion when I don't have enough. 1 Samuel 1:5 tells us, "But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb." Hannah wanted a child more than anything. 1 Samuel 1:8 describes her as downhearted. Something was missing from her life, and her husband Elkanah did everything he could to console her, even giving her a double portion. There will be times when we don't have enough. We may even wonder why God isn't providing the way we think he should. It could be one of life's basic needs, like money to pay bills or food in the pantry. We may seek answers, like I did when my heart problem returned. We may long for healing. Whatever the desire, let's remember this truth. God knows more about what we need than we do. Sometimes he doesn't take the pain away, but instead comforts us through it. How we handle difficulties can encourage others and draw his children closer to him. Your journey can become just the inspiration someone else needs. Just like Elkanah's gift to his beloved wife, God satisfies us more than we could ask for. He gave us his only son as a sacrifice to show the depth of his love. God is our portion that fills the void when, like Hannah, something is missing from our lives. Hannah didn't hide away like I'm tempted to do. She didn't vent, although the tears did flow. She went straight to the source of all comfort. Hannah decided to put her hope in God. 1 Samuel 1:11 tells us, "And she made a vow, saying, 'Lord Almighty, if you will only look at your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give to him the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.'" Hannah's resolve to trust in God changed her entire outlook. Instead of downhearted, she became hopeful. She traded discouraging thoughts for triumph. Let's take a lesson from Hannah's contentment. When we've had enough and we're tempted to soothe our spirits with short-term comforts, let's put down the remote and go straight to God in prayer. His comforting presence will be our portion when enough is enough. Is something missing in your life today? Are you feeling unworthy, or are you fed up with daily frustrations? Lamentations 3:24 says, "The Lord is my portion." The day of my heart surgery, I learned what this was in a real, tangible way. I didn't have the answers or know the outcome, but I did know this: in all things, he is enough.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.